just try and figure it out.
Yeah.
We're talking shop, folks.
Talking shop, you little
fuckers. We're talking about our processes.
We're talking shop on the Shop Talk podcast.
Shop Talk.
Just a couple of fucking comedians. A couple of fucking seller guys.
Dude, just talking about fucking bits.
Yeah.
I got two cigars in either hand.
It does. Nah. You know what? Nick's smoking a pipe. It smells awesome in here.
It does smell nice.
It smells really good.
Kind of a chicory.
You know
smell?
What? I miss cigars, actually. I smoked one over the weekend for my brother's bachelor party. It was fun as shit, dude. But cigars are nice, although that fucking pipe is making me think I should go pipe.
Dude, pipe tobacco is great.
I like this one little, I don't remember what the fucking cigar was called. I should have been paying attention. Mm-hmm. It was this little fucking nub. It was chocolatey. It kind of tasted.
Oh, a Swisher Sweet.
Yes,
it was a fucking Twix bar. There was two of them.
I think it was Snickers one caramel.
One for me, none for you.
It was this little nub because I could never smoke the whole things because you know I was a little bitch.
My favorite commercial when I was a kid was like the little boy. There's a man. It's like the 50s or the 30s. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, busy, bustling streets or something. It's a businessman walking down the streets and he like gets it, looks at his like timepiece or something. And his Twix bar falls out of his pocket. And this little boy like grabs it and he's like running through the crowds. He's like, sir, 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 you dropped this. And the guy like goes, oh, thank you. You know, you deserve a reward. And then he just like walks away, doesn't give the kid, and he keeps the Twix.
Wow, really?
Oh, it's a joke.
It's two for you, one for me.
Two for me, none for you.
Yeah, whatever the fuck it is. The anti-sharing candy.
Right.
Which,
good.
Now
they have left Twix, back, right Twix. I don't get that at all.
That's back when the United States had a clear objective in mind, defeating communism.
That's right.
Yeah, and making kids sad.
Granted, this commercial was from 1996.
Right, it was stylized to look like that.
Style of the 30s.
Well, it was the 30s.
In the style of the 30s.
Communism wasn't really our foe yet.
Yes, it was.
In the 30s?
From the fucking get-go, dude. Like,
dude, we needed those fucking Ruskies to fuck up Hitler for us.
World War II, for the people, the guys in charge, the psychos.
Right.
When World War II rolled around, they clinged as hard as they could to their alliances with the Nazis.
Oh, you're probably right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there was like parades here that were like,
yeah,
well, like, they're good guys.
Lindbergh,
yeah.
Germany was, I mean, the Nazi Germany, all of Western industry was like in bed with them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So they we don't really give a fuck.
Hewlett Packard.
Yeah.
Oh, IBM. Literally.
IBM, famously.
Gateway.
Dude, you're getting a dope. You would call collect to tell people where Jews were.
Yeah. David Arquette.
That was 1010. What was it?
Yeah.
1-800-CAA.
James Earl Jones did the commercials for Auschwitz back in the day.
Did he?
Yeah, people forget that.
Yeah, I forgot. I honestly
camp,
forgot.
We have a camp we're sending them all to. How does he sound?
That's
we have a camp. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Didn't the Nazis make like a little propaganda that showed like Jews like playing, like it was summer camp, like they showed them playing soccer.
Did they?
And, like at a cafeteria.
No, I think we talked about that while you were gone.
What? Well, I was gone.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
Jew paradise, labeling that. That's what I would do if I was in charge of the Holocaust. I would have made a place called Jew Paradise.
Great name.
And then you just hire a bunch of drunks to drive the trains there.
Yeah,
right.
So they all die on the way to the camp.
So people are mad at the train.
So after
drivers.
The war, like, you know, they're like, you had systematically like killed all the Jewish people in Europe. You're like, no. I was sending them. We built the camp.
We built it. Was awesome.
There's roller coasters.
It was
fucking
so cool. But no one got there.
Yeah, it's no one got there.
Smart. Yeah.
Easy to crash trains.
The drivers are homosexuals and gypsies.
Yeah.
Yeah
who true. Themselves
yeah.
got a little bit.
Wow.
It's all black, bald women that we hire to drive the trains.
Oh, Ayanna Pressley.
Yeah. The Crown Act. That's her big bill.
Who's that? Is she the one?
Did you feel offended on behalf of Jada Pinkett's baldness?
Mm-hmm. I don't. Why would I feel offended?
As a bald gentleman,
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you.
I'm confused.
You don't identify as with the black female bald
community. I
don't know.
Did Nick?
No, I didn't. Well, as a husband or as someone that's dated plenty of
bald bitches.
Yeah, bald.
You have? No. You've dated a lot of bitches, bald bitches?
No, no, just me.
I don't see what you're getting at, Adam.
I don't know. I was just thinking.
Oh, women that have ruined your life?
No, I was just thinking.
Was like, you, oh, that's what you... women that drove you crazy and ruined your life?
Me and women.
Dumb bitches. You got dumb really, succubus whores.
I really do feel bad for Will Smith.
I know.
That look in his face is like, he's like, I don't want to be
here. He's a broken man.
I don't want to...
That's got to suck,
He's
man.
A truly...
First of all, because the thing is, you got to think, the first thought process is, well, Jada Pinkett Smith must have some of the craziest pussy of all time.
Yeah.
But then you remember Will Smith, closeted homosexual. So it's like he doesn't even get the one good part of a bitch that crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is the pussy
the makeup
that yanks.
Sex.
Yeah.
Doesn't he say in his autobiography that sex with women is repulsive?
Well, no, he said he was fucking so much that
nauseating.
He started like gagging every time he would bust with a new bitch. Which again, it's like, all right, man, just say you're gay. Yeah. Just,
no, I feel like
I've been like,
no, I understand because it's like you can never fuck enough.
Well, yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Of course, you understand.
No, but even if you were a homosexual, it's like you can only fuck. You can never fuck enough people.
Sure.
Yeah.
But not so many that you start throwing up.
Well, you don't understand because you don't have that limit, that like compulsive limit that a lot of people.
I am.
You're like, yeah, of course you can eat 800 800 peanut
M&Ms. I am a glutton. That's true.
At a certain point, you get sick.
That's true.
That's true.
You do get sick.
Yeah.
This mic feels buzzy.
Oh, no. You sound okay.
Do I?
Yeah. I think the whole.
I mean, I think the show is buzzy.
Yeah, who fucking cares?
Who fucking cares?
But yeah, no, Will has been driven. But it is funny, too, because it's like. He's been driven insane. It's like, if that shit wasn't staged or whatever, then he was about to, like, he was about to win an Oscar.
It was his night. He knew he was going
to
win. He was
to
in
win
the front. They put him in the front row because he was
going
to win.
Do you think, now, honestly, like, no one, going into this Oscar, everyone was like, this shit sucks. It's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
The slap really gave them some juice that they didn't have.
There was a breath.
And because of that, I kind of am on like a little bit of the Bush did 9/11.
Oh my!
Like they did the slap.
Well, the best thing was they so he gave an award
because the Oscars are fucking gay.
He gave an award for best documentary. No one was paying attention because everyone was like, "What the fuck was that?" Everyone's looking at Twitter. And then right after that, they did In Memoriam, and no one gave a fuck about the dead people. Because everyone was like, I think it was real. I think it was real. I think in Australia, they didn't edit it. I think in Japan, they didn't edit it.
Yeah, because I saw the Japanese
Everyone's
one.
Like pulling up videos. Because like,
we were coming back.
I was watching with it like my girlfriend and her family. It was like,
oh, wow.
Yeah, it was just like people are like losing their minds. Completely, like, the dead people, no one cared. And then...
Who died this year? Who were the big deaths?
There were...
Should we do it for
Bob
them?
Bob Saget, yeah.
Bob Saget.
Sidney Poitier.
Jada Pinkett Smith's hair.
Also, she looks sexy, even bald, so who cares?
Yeah, she looks fine.
I don't know about that.
What, you wouldn't fuck her bald?
No, I mean, I don't think it makes her look better.
I already fucked her.
Oh, first of all,
he didn't say it makes her look better. He said she still looks hot.
And let's also get one thing here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Women get to have wigs, especially black women. Yes. It's totally culturally acceptable
to
be
totally
rocking
fine.
A wig.
I mean, they have to be a judge.
No. You're thinking of British black women.
You have to go to law school.
American black women get as many weaves as they want. Yeah, you don't have to be a barrister.
I think they have to be judges to get.
I don't think so, dude. I think that's only in England. That's why black girls' hair is fucked up in England. Except what the fuck is that one singer's name? She's so hot.
Macy Gray.
Who? Georgia Smith.
Yeah. Georgia Smith. How do
She's
you say?
She's fire.
It? She's unbelievable.
She's so hot.
I would honestly kill you both to you fuck her one time.
I would
time.
Let you kill me so you can fuck her one time.
like just
so
gun to the
hot.
Head, no hesitation.
She's
unbelievable.
So hot. Thank you, Drake, for letting me know who she is.
Yeah.
No, but it seems like here's the thing. I was in a hotel.
That would suck to fuck Georgia. How do you say Georgia?
I thought it was Georgia.
Yeah, because I saw the J, so I was thinking Jorge.
Yeah, but she's from England.
She is from England, but who knows?
What, they don't have any souse in England.
She's so hot. Dude.
She's hot. Anyway, but like...
There's a lady that looks like her, too.
I was in a hotel. I was watching Fresh Prince recently.
Mm.
Because MTV now, I don't like, I haven't watched cable in forever. MTV just shows the Fresh Prince 24 hours a day.
Really?
That's what MTV is. I had no idea. Now. It's like Ridiculousness and Fresh Prince for another
Ridiculousness
6 hours.
Ridiculousness, I have. Still on. Which is crazy.
Still a television
It's
show.
Such a bad show.
It's very
like,
bad.
The fact that that's their innings eater makes no. I mean, I guess it's
employed,
cheap. But
it
has
employed
like,
a couple of friends of ours. With,
sure.
For that
sure.
we appreciate.
Absolutely.
But. When you're watching it, and in comparison to last night, it's like that gentleman, a young Will, he had so much charisma.
Mm-hmm.
He had such
mm-hmm.
a joie de vivre. He mm-hmm. was genuinely funny. It was a mm-hmm. funny show.
Yep.
It was a legitimately funny show. And he is just, I mean, here's the thing, folks. I probably understand this differently
yeah,
than you guys.
He was the biggest celebrity in the world until he got married to some dumb yoga bitch.
That's so true. Whores suck you of your life force.
Yeah, no.
Don't
fuck around with any of these bohemian...
David Miscavige and that woman have completely destroyed him.
Who's David Miscavige?
The Church of Scientology.
The guy who's in charge of Scientology?
Yeah, I think that they are, like, I think they're, like, big Scientology. But...
Wow.
It's really sad when you watch that show when you see how fucking talented that guy is.
I don't know if it's sad. He kind of he got.
Well, here's
what
the thing, folks. You guys probably don't understand this.
Yeah,
but
he just won an Academy Award.
Yeah, he literally won one yesterday.
Hollywood.
He's still one of the most famous people of all.
Hollywood
time.
Destroys talented. Our black men. And,
sure.
And you guys are
what
in
mean
show business.
Our black men.
The guy he fucks black guys, so he means our like
Hollywood,
the royal we.
We've done yeah. this. And Chris Rock
as
got it.
As opposed to what? Like China's black men?
Yes, yep. It's true. mm-hmm. It's true. Yeah, Shang-Chi. Yes. Shang-Chi got
They've
the
got
pass.
A couple. They got a couple over there.
Do yeah,
they?
Jeremy Lin.
No, he's not black.
Yeah. He can play basketball.
Black China.
They got black people everywhere, dude. Africa sends people to China. Isn't China getting their dipping
China.
Their little toes into Africa?
China's going wild in Africa.
Yeah,
have
dude.
You seen
they
those
own
videos?
The whole country.
They
the whole continent.
Like they basically just have slavery down there.
Jesus Christ!
There's all these videos of these Chinese managers just like feel like whipping and beating.
Oh my God!
Like African guys.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you know, work harder.
Yep.
And I'm allowed to do the voice in that instance.
Because they're being racist.
Because they're being
black.
Bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm acting. I'm being one of the most.
Oh, honest. You're acting.
I'm acting.
I thought it was in service. Mm-hmm. You were being racist in service of a greater racism, mm-hmm. anti-blackness.
No, I decided I'm neither racist nor anti-racist anymore.
Wow.
I simply choose.
You're perfectly in the center.
I choose to be waiting to go to sleep.
Constantly ready for a nap.
Constantly ready for a nap. I feel like that's my mode now.
That's a nice mode. Because no one can be mad at you because you're sleepy.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I'm sorry if I said something weird. I was half in the bag.
I don't understand how people are still... Like, this thing... And this is just fucking comedians. The slap thing happens in every...
Dude, how awesome was
every
it?
Every one of these faggots just like, now...
We are in danger.
Now
we
come on.
You're
fucking
so
losers. You're not important.
You're not Chris
You're
Rock.
Not Chris Rock
You're
at
not
the
Chris
Oscars.
Rock.
Well, even if you were important, it's like, yes. Theoretically, you were always at risk of getting slapped in the face. This is the first time this has ever happened. This is not... This
not
will,
at a PG open mic.
This yeah, will never yeah. happen again. Not thinking like, oh, well, now comedians are at risk. No, not even other people that night at the Oscars mm-hmm. were at risk.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It will never happen again.
No.
And it's also, even if like you might be at risk, it's not for this.
Yeah, right.
It's like people tried to like hook it into like... What's going on in our? It's like shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
we do bullshit. It's a bullshit job. Uh-huh. And sure, theoretically, like, didn't
here's
Jay get in a fight one
here's
time?
What your
it's
risk,
possible.
Here's what your risk of is being diagnosed with stage 4 preventable cancer
yeah.
because you don't have health insurance and you don't fucking care or think about it. That's
right.
What you're at highly
you
risk.
Blew 20 years of your
yes,
life
because you're 32 years old and you're sleeping on the floor of. The creek,
yeah, you
wherever those guys sleep now,
right?
Yeah, on the street.
Yeah, you're gonna die of a lung disorder because you found a room that was $300 because it's covered in black mold.
Yes,
that is so much more what you're at risk for.
You sleep in a fucking bunk bed with Chinese men.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, you're good. You're at risk for fucking having a child because you didn't have $400 for the abortion for the bar this back that you came inside of.
And then you say, well, I guess we're in love.
That's what you motherfuckers are at risk for, man.
Oh, the civilians. Oh, the civilians. My
God. Maybe get a, like 2 or 3 years of posting pictures of the kid on Instagram to let that,
for content.
To let that fuel your fire a little bit.
Right.
But then one day you wake up, you know, maybe your wife catches you sliding into somebody's DMs.
Right.
And
right,
Instagram goes bye-bye and you're looking at that kid and you say, how the fuck did I get here? This is not my fat ass wife. This is not my large automobile. Hey, get away from my car. Hey, buddy, get the fuck away from my car.
Get out of here.
And you might be asking yourself, why has Hollywood just chosen to destroy one black man, Will Smith, and not another black man, Chris Rock?
Mm.
It's because he did the bit about the beeps and black people.
Right.
And that's how he ingratiated himself.
To the Illuminati.
To the Illuminati.
You want to do it again?
I don't want to
say the bit about
the bit about. And
whoa,
black people.
Adam! Jesus Christ, dude!
It's a Chris Rock.
You
could
have. You didn't have to say
it's
it.
It's a Chris Rock bit. It's a famous.
Jeez,
bit.
Jeez, Louise!
Anytime trying to have a good time, black people show up and ruin it.
No, I think it's the other way around.
Yeah, so all these black people talking with their HBCU educations coming by.
Come on,
trying to talk about Thurgood Marshall.
Having a fucking good time.
Trying to invite me to brunch. I'm trying to get fucked up.
Anytime you're trying to do
it's a great bit.
You're trying to
that
do
is a great bit.
You're trying to do a Central Park Five with the boys. These Carlton Banks ass motherfuckers
have to
come ruin it for all of us.
That is a great bit.
Wow.
Fuck, man.
Great bit.
No, it is so funny how quickly comedians had to make it about themselves. Because Chris Rock technically is a comedian. Technically.
He's had 10 movies.
He's so much not you, motherfucker.
Yeah, right.
He is he's at the Oscars presenting, or was he hosting? I don't even know.
He was presenting Best Documentary.
Either way, that could have just been a fucking different guy making that. Anyway, whatever.
It's also, too, it's like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how things are going to go. But, like, even after doing this podcast.
Right.
And the fact that I have to deal with a public of maybe 100 guys total.
Right. Very
annoying.
They
know who I am.
Very annoying guys.
Yeah. The second there is like a financial pathway out, you will never see me again.
100%.
You will never.
Yeah.
So I don't, like, Chris Rock's net worth has got to be enough that he doesn't need to host the Oscars.
He's not hosting. He was presenting
an award.
He was
literally just presenting, I think.
Whatever he's doing.
Best Documentary.
You don't need to wear a tuxedo anymore, money.
Yeah. Sure.
You know?
So he deserves to get punched, you're saying.
Also, who gives a fuck? It was hilarious. It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my fucking life.
It ruled. It literally ruled.
Yeah.
And you know what? It was cooler. The G.I. Jane 2 punchline.
My favorite part is
who
when he
cares?
My favorite part
there's
is when
there's not
he goes,
a bald woman we could have gone
I know,
who cares?
Part, it's a horrible
it's a movie
joke.
From 25 years
1997
ago?
Is when that came out, but it's even older. What is that?
Even older than
I remember beating off to it when I was like 10.
No, literally 25 years ago.
Yeah, anyways, fucking... Yeah, after he slaps him and he's walking back, he goes, it was a G.I. Jane joke. He like defends himself by saying
it
was
a G.I. Jane
joke. Wait, who
joke.
Said that? Chris
That's
Rock?
That's what Chris Rock said.
Oh, wow.
Like, that was like, oh, that he was doing his like, oh, you're trying to cancel me? That was too hot for you?
It was a G.I. Jane joke.
Yeah.
He goes, and he says, keep your wife's name out of your mouth. Dude. He goes, I will.
Yeah, he really had nothing. Yeah.
Dude, that whole generation of comics, of which Rock is one of them, like Jerry Seinfeld recently is like, I won't do colleges because the cancel culture is like, who is trying to cancel you?
I know.
Like they
well, I
all
mean,
think
I think, listen, Chris Rock was just, if it wasn't fake, or here's the other thing, if it was fake.
It absolutely wasn't fake. That was real.
It was real.
Good for them, then. They got lucky. They got lucky because that shit rocked.
That was the best thing of all time.
That's
and then
the
he
best
won.
Thing that could have happened
and
to the Oscars.
Won. And
if that
then
was,
he won
if
and
that
he gave an unhinged speech
if that was staged,
while he was crying.
It's like, who came up with that? Lewis?
a genius, dude. Whoever did. You're right, though. You're right.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. We faked so much shit.
It's
didn't the CIA do the fucking... Mm-hmm. Oklahoma City bombing or something?
100%.
Did they?
I don't know. Probably.
It was Chris Rock's idea.
What do they get out of doing City bombing?
No, something nothing. Cool.
Chris Rock because has 60 million.
I don't understand it because it's like it would Ruby Ridge and Waco are like the ATF and the FBI's fuck up.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't make sense the CIA would do Oklahoma City.
No, they did it for fun.
But to what end?
For a good time.
Yeah.
I don't know. They got something out of it. You got to be... Anyway, my point is, if we can do that, they can set this shit up. Mm. Actually, you know what? They can't because Chris Rock would have blown it. Because Chris Rock is one of the worst actors of all time.
He's not a very good actor.
You're right. Yeah. There's no way they could have done it.
Did you see that Saw movie, Book of Saw?
So bad.
I mean, so bad.
It's like he's like, it's like he, like, it's like the only actor he's ever seen is Nicolas Cage. And then he's like striving for that. Uh-huh. But Nicolas Cage is the only person that can do that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Although, as a child, I actually loved Chris Rock's cinema. We've been through.
I loved Head of State.
Head of State's
a banger.
Down
to Earth. Down
to Earth is the one we love. Me and my brothers love.
That's the best one. Tiger Woods, y'all.
Tiger Woods, y'all.
I hated all of his movies.
Oh, I saw them as all a kid. In theater.
The only one that you could consider to be a Chris Rock movie that I think is great is fucking Beverly Hills Ninja.
Well, he was a supporting.
But Beverly Hills Ninja
character.
is
a banger.
It's a perfect film.
One of the best movies I've ever made.
It is a perfect film.
100%.
Yeah. And Liu Kang is also in that movie. The guy that plays Liu Kang in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, he's the brother.
Yeah.
He's I mean, brother. That you want to talk about a movie made for fat ass little me.
One of the best movies
Don't
of all time.
Touch my brother.
That movie was also the first time I heard the song Jungle Boy.
Yeah.
And it became one of my favorite songs as a youth.
Which song is that? Do a little
song. Oh, yeah.
That's called Jungle Boy?
Yeah.
In the night, taking poppers and going out the club. Dressed up in a skin-tight monkey suit. What about you? You're that little Apple Store boy.
I'm the little jungle boy.
You're that little monkey and the boy in the Apple Store. You know that picture?
Oh, yeah, in the coat.
Yeah, no.
IKEA monkey?
No, not the IKEA monkey. There's a picture of a little gay kid in the Apple Store wearing a monkey costume.
I'm not familiar, but that does sound like Adam.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a picture, but I'm going to guess that's exactly what Adam's like.
It could also be a stop.
No, it wasn't a fat little kid. It was a gay little kid.
Well, all little kids are kind of fat, if you think about it.
That's not true.
You never see a skinny-ass little kid.
Yeah, you do.
No, they're all kind of fat.
Not really.
They're cute. That's why they're cute.
Listen, I know being fat is cute. Thank you for admitting that.
Well,
but
for a baby.
Some kid, or if you have a youthful exuberance you about you,
gay little monkey,
even if you're a
gay little
monkey man.
Boy at Apple Store, for your
no,
man.
No.
Let me see.
There's Adam.
Oh yes.
Oh, that is the little jungle boy.
The thing is, you as a kid, there's no way you were that
He's
athletic.
He's a leotard. Because
that kid has great posture.
No, I absolutely not. I was nowhere near as graceful.
I'm the best athlete on the podcast.
Not since your shoulder injury, bro.
Sure, I'm hurting. I have to rehab, but I have the most natural
Once
ability.
Once you get your surgery?
Once I get my surgery? Once I fucking lose 100 pounds?
15-year-old injury.
For my injury that was suffered on Morgan State University's field.
Wow.
Against
Friday Night Lights.
It was Friday Night Lights. It was against Mervo. I had a great game.
Oh, those boys play dirty, those Mervo boys.
And the center was a little short guy, and he got tired of me swimming over him because I had a mean swim move.
Oh, I love it. And you were on the edge?
I was a nose tackle.
Oh, you're in the middle. And you were getting dirty. Aaron Donald style.
Absolutely. I was a lot like Aaron Donald.
You were kind of like Aaron Donald.
I was a lot like Aaron Donald, physique-wise especially. And I fucked his little bitch ass up, but he caught on to me at the last second. He fucking jammed his helmet up onto my shit, fucked my shoulder up. I've never been the same. But I got to say, dude... I'm really I only played varsity football 1 year because I was like, after I did it once, I was like, all right, I just kind of wanted to see what it was like.
For your magnet school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were good, motherfucker. Relax over there.
It doesn't sound like a very good team.
We were good. We got into the state playoffs.
You went to the Performing Arts Academy from fame.
No, I went to the Baltimore Polytechnic Institute.
Yes, you did.
Okay.
I'm going to live forever.
Suck on my fucking little balls. We had three NFL players on my team.
On your team?
On my team.
Who?
Laquan Williams.
Michael Sam.
Yeah, Michael Sam, the guy from the Carl Tlaib or whatever the fuck.
Carl
Nassib.
Carl Tlaib.
He's on the Raiders.
Yeah. And
he plays the edge.
Yeah. Oh, he edges all right. And then Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers, his true self.
That's good for the amount of, for the few people that joke hit for. They really liked it.
Them boys loved it.
But we got a lot of confused.
They had their
guys
terrible
listening.
Towels out. Yeah. They loved it.
Yeah, dude, don't fucking be pissed at me because I'm a fucking natural athlete, dude.
No, well, my career ended early because of puberty. So it's my body too.
Because of how delayed your puberty was.
Yeah, my.
You're already 3 years behind.
When I was playing freshman ball, and that was when you started hitting the weight room. My body was not there yet.
Yeah, no, I get that.
I barely had a pube to my name.
Yep,
they were expecting me to bench.
Poor kid.
I can't even bench now.
You probably could have been cross country. That shit that kind of that losers would do to pretend they did sports.
I'm trying to start actually.
Just running.
I'm trying to start running, bro.
Sucks.
Running sucks.
It would always be dorks.
Should I get an exercise bike?
Yes.
Yeah, get a Peloton, dude.
No,
stop.
No,
you should get a Peloton.
I'm not getting a fucking Peloton.
Why?
I'm getting my own shit.
Yeah.
What do you mean? But you get to watch
something
videos
cool.
of cool people leading your class.
No, I've seen those videos.
You just put a fucking iPad in the front of the booth.
I've seen those videos. I've had it with that one gay guy who thinks he's so entertaining.
But there's hot chicks also.
Well, what, I'm going to be fucking bicycling with a hard-ass dick? No. Idiot.
Well, yeah. That'll make you bicycle faster.
No, it won't. It'll make me start beating off.
If it's your house.
If you biked and you got to fuck her, if you did fast enough,
yeah,
we need to figure that technology out.
If you set a goal, it has to be over months. It couldn't be from one bike, you know? Okay. That has to be like a 6 month goal.
But I get to fuck her at the end?
You weigh in, you're at your weight.
That would be awesome.
And then you get to fuck her. I mean, that's insane.
Do any girls want to do that? Do any insanely hot fitness girls want to say, if I hit some kind of, that would be good.
I'm ordering an exercise bike right now.
You should do it.
Why not? Get a Peloton, bro.
I'm not getting a fucking Peloton.
I'll get a Peloton too. We could do our classes
You
together.
Can get a Peloton.
No, we could be friends on
I
Peloton.
I don't want to do Peloton.
No, but it's the friendship aspect.
I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in somebody
I've had enough of the
bartering pussy for me losing weight.
Well,
somebody dangling pussy on a fishing line like it's a donut in a cartoon, but it's a hot woman's
pussy. Have you
ever smashed
with like a very fit girl? Like a deadlift kind of girl?
One time, yeah, it was awesome.
Did she wrap her legs around your head, Sonya?
No joke,
style?
Yes. I was eating her pussy and it hurt my head.
You thought she was going to pop
I'm
your
not
skull.
Even kidding. I'm not even kidding.
It's true. Yeah, strong.
It was
women.
Awesome.
You liked it.
I honestly loved it.
I've been straight up knocked around.
Really?
Well, I'm
rough trade, straight sex.
Just like, well, having my head pulled in a way where it's like I can't, you know, just compressed.
Just like one of those squat rack girls.
Yeah,
absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. I never have been knocked around. Obviously, yeah. I'm a more formidable sexual opponent than Nick is.
Yeah.
But I have felt I felt like I'm using my weight to the max, and it's a stalemate with this woman. I was like, what the fuck? I weighed like two.
It's a war of attrition.
Dude, I weighed like three. I was fatter, too. I was actually probably as fat as I am now. I was probably like around 3 bills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was
no,
awesome,
it's always
though.
Funny, like fucking a big
fuck,
bitch.
I gotta hit her up.
Fucking a big bitch, especially when you're lithe. And you're like
you feel like it might be a
dude. It's like fucking threat, a blue meaning
a threat to your life.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I feel like I'm
yeah. I have to make this woman bust or I'm going to die, or that's the only way she'll release my head.
I feel like I'm in the yellow submarine. Dude. I'm like a big
yeah. Damn, I gotta go. She was not. She's not. I don't want to reveal too much. She wasn't in the city though, so I have to. I have to fucking hit her up, man.
That'd be a cool girlfriend for you to get.
I like would love that. I've talked about this many times.
One of those only wearing fucking stretchy clothes kind of girls.
Would be so sick. You know what? Because it would remind me a little bit of my brother.
Yeah.
As an exercise
person. True,
because
he's got a big ass. He's got a strong, powerful ass, your brother.
Well, it's just the kind
of
thing where I relate to that kind of person.
Yeah.
That's a person that's been in my life since I was a baby. Mm-hmm.
They know your potential.
You think it would be nice, but then it ends up being like, oh, this is just...
This is a dumb bitch.
It's just somebody that belongs at the gym. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
those squat rack girls at my gym make me feel bad.
They should. Because
they put up weight. Mm.
Do they, though?
Well, you're at a curves gym. It's supposed to only be for women.
Well, yeah.
It's just you and a bunch of fat Jewish moms.
It's a curves for survivors. survivors of emotional and physical abuse. Oh, fuck.
No. Yeah, but anyway. So anyway, if you want to do a sexual fitness challenge with me.
What I'm ordering instead is agility poles that I'll run around.
What do you mean?
Where you like go, like you run.
Oh, that's awesome. Like you're at the combine?
Yeah, exactly.
Like they're measuring your lateral quickness.
You're going to do shuttle runs in your apartment? You're going to get your 40 up?
There you go.
That's awesome, dude.
Ladders.
Oh, those look sick. Those ladders where you go pop, 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 pop. Oh, yeah, steps.
I love that.
Mm. We do little fast steps.
I love that.
Deals. Let's see, deals. These are all just barbells.
Fuck, dude. Maybe I should fucking move to Jersey and get a fucking big obstacle course backyard and get jacked.
Hell, that's what I want, dude. I almost signed up for CrossFit again.
Nah, fuck that.
I know. I'm just going to continue to get banned from
CrossFit. I'm just doing for Yelp reviews.
You know me.
Yeah.
You know how
I'm a rude guy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I look at some of them, and then, like, you know, I'll be like, this place looks like a good deal. And then they go to the Instagram page, and they're like, we're doing push-ups for trans lives. And it's like, I know it wouldn't, like, I wouldn't have a problem there.
You're not hurting anyone.
I wouldn't have a problem there, and I'm not going to get in an argument with people, because, like, at the end of the day, it's like, sure, fucking, yeah. Mm-hmm. Of course, trans should be
alive.
They should be alive.
They should be alive. Yeah.
I don't know what me doing push-ups.
We should all agree.
I don't know what me doing
I'm
push-ups.
On the record of saying that.
The push-ups aren't doing much. We could all agree.
But inevitably, somebody finds out who I am.
Right.
Uh-huh. And that's when the trouble starts.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, when you show up one day and then people are like, oh, hey.
Yeah.
And you're like, ah, you've done some Googling.
That's why you
We've
need a fake
a
name.
We've got a Googler, I see. Yeah.
You need to go by Tony Spears, like Tony Soprano.
Yeah.
You should start going by Nick Spears.
You need a nom de guerre.
Randy Spears.
Randy Spears is awesome.
That's
you look like a Randy, bro.
Do you know who Randy
Randy's
Spears is?
A good name.
No.
He was a porn star.
Oh.
Was he?
From back in the day. He was in Bad mm-hmm. Wives 2, which was...
That's true. I go to my gym under the moniker Lexington Steel.
Bad Wives 2 was huge for me when I was a young man.
Never saw Bad Wives 2.
Ray Lean.
But I really like the themes behind it.
Yeah.
The implicit themes.
It's a woman, she's in jail.
Mm.
And
does she fuck chicks in there?
Oh, yeah. She's getting titty fucked in
jail. That's awesome.
They're in the showers. She shows up in the.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. No, this Bad Wives 2 was where it was at.
Never saw that one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Let's check it. Let's throw it up on X-Videos. Wow. Some really cool stuff going on here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just Vivid Entertainment Group. Wow, this is an original Vivid release.
I'm going to pull up all my favorite porns on my phone.
Changed my life forever.
Vivid. Very high resolution.
Oh, yeah. Wow, this is really well produced, too. This is like high production value for pornography. This is fucking awesome, dude. I'm fast-forwarding. There's a lot of good stuff I'm seeing. I wish it would land on someone's getting their dick sucked. Here we go. We got something going. Looks like they're all about to fuck this brunette. Ooh. Looks like they killed somebody. Okay, well, enough with the fucking stuff. Let's see some pussy fucking. Oh, there it is. Oh, yep, she slid it into her pussy.
Nice.
Yep, that's cool. Raylene, huh? I'm not really familiar with her, but she looks awesome.
Yeah. Anyways, what are we talking about? The Oscars?
Yeah, so... Yeah.
So
who else won? So Adam, you watched it.
I watched the Oscars last night. Coda, a film about...
What the fuck is that?
It's about a girl whose parents are deaf. Cool. And then everyone...
What the fuck?
And then the deaf guy who plays the dad won Best Supporting Actor. What? And all the Hollywood...
Just regular people, deaf guys? Just some deaf guy?
All the Hollywood people in the audience were going like this.
Hell yeah.
Which is like a, that's how you do a round of
applause. Oh, right. Because his dumb ass couldn't imagine what was going on.
Well, maybe
when
that means something else. Maybe that means something else.
It means you're getting pussy.
Maybe that means getting pussy.
Slapping ass.
I would have loved if somebody just went in there with a fucking mini Uzi and just like. just kill it. Just got a couple of them.
You know, a couple of the deaf people or just Hollywood?
The Oscars. Yeah. We're talking about the Oscars.
I see.
Story.
Yeah, Oscars, yeah.
Yeah, just ones that people that didn't even deserve it, really.
Uh-huh.
You know, like
who?
Like the little weird guy that played Rorschach. Maybe
Jackie something.
Yeah, something like guys like that. You know, people that, you know.
No big stars.
No, Christina Ricci, maybe.
Hey, whoa.
I said
she has big tits.
I said people that don't even deserve it.
Yeah.
Okay,
you mean like Judi Dench?
Yeah.
Judi Dench got popped.
That would be pretty funny.
That's a pretty big name, though.
She's too big. Yeah, she's too big.
But no one would really be that
Jason
sad.
Jason Sudeikis? That would be hilarious.
Yeah,
that would be
funny. If he got shot in the head, it would be very
That actually would be really funny.
But if
and all the and all the fucking bitch-ass...
Coach,
what's
that
show? What's that fucking show?
The soccer coach.
God, that show fucking...
Yeah.
Tough.
It's about showing up and just...
Doing a good job and just smiling at people and being nice. Shut the fuck up.
It's funny.
Being nice.
People that embrace that shit...
Are the worst people.
Exactly. That's why you like that show, because it's an impossibility for you.
Right.
You're basically watching Superman. To you, that's like watching a guy that can fly around. The idea of having a positive outlook on life and not merely holding it together constantly because you're a boring fag that's addicted to Netflix content.
Ted Lasso.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, like, I think they changed... I think I mentioned this before, but I think they changed it in terms of the concept, like from when it was a pilot. And originally, and it could be a very funny show, it was about like a Southern football coach that's like, yo, y'all are faggots over
here. Right, Eastbound and Down.
Yeah, it could have been Eastbound and Down.
That would
have been
awesome.
Very funny.
But then someone was like, you ripped off Eastbound and Down.
Yeah,
who cares?
Who cares? But I mean, it's like,
make it again.
Fish
rip it
out
of
like Parks and Rec was just The Office.
Right. Fish out of water.
Run it the fuck back.
Very simple.
Run it the fuck. I would kill for a pig. Dude, I would love a ripped off Eastbound and Down right now.
Oh,
when you
God,
watch
the best show
I watch
of all
that
time.
Rip that off every year for perpetuity.
Dude, the new one sucks, man.
Which one?
The Gemstones.
Oh, I like
they
it.
They should give Andy
it
Richter
It's not the
TV
same
show.
Kind of show.
It was just everyone's Kenny Powers. That's the problem. Kenny Powers is funny because he was the one Kenny Powers, and everyone else was kind of normal.
I don't know. It's pretty funny, though. It's still funny. It's not obviously it's not as many
the
laughs.
Adam Devine shit is just so stupid.
I mean, dude, it's pretty...
You're talking about the later seasons?
No, the Gemstones.
Oh,
the new
Gemstones.
Show. It's whatever.
But
it
Will
matter.
Ferrell was
People
in...
People are going to get
Will
mad.
Ferrell was in Eastbound and Down.
He was awesome.
Will Ferrell was great.
There were other comedic characters.
I guess so, yeah. What was his name?
That guy, Clegg, the bartender.
Ashley.
Yeah,
Ashley.
Stevie. Are you kidding me? Stevie's a normal fucking man.
I guess I'm maybe wrong. But it's just
you
everyone... there's no straight men in Gemstones.
John
Everyone
Goodman
is
the ultimate straight man. The whole family revolves around him.
I don't know.
Comedically, they're all
Kenny
doing
Powers
their own
is
thing.
A better. He's just
yes.
Better.
Kenny Powers is better, of
which,
course.
Which
he's one of the best
character.
Shows of all time.
What show are you talking?
Righteous
about?
Gemstones
Righteous
is pretty good.
Gemstones.
What's Righteous Gemstones?
It's just it's I don't know.
Look, there's not as many
nerves.
Laughs. I'll
it
give
gets
you
on
that.
My nerves.
It is in like a weird like between drama and comedy thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes it can get into that. It's not as many
I
laughs,
guess it's just not as funny.
But it's got bangers in it, though.
Yeah. I haven't seen
that,
the whole
dude,
thing.
The couple, the girl in the family and her husband
she's
are so
like,
funny.
She's funny, but it's just...
The husband's hilarious, that
there's
guy.
There's nothing... Like, those characters are just ridiculous. Like, they're...
Okay, that's what those people are like, motherfucker. It's
no, but
mega
Kenny
church
Powers
people.
Had, like, interiority. There was, like...
Shut the fuck
no,
up.
He was
interiority. Who the fuck taught you that word?
Who?
This interiority?
Screenwriting book that I'm reading right now. How to write a...
Come on, man. He said interiority. You're going to let him get away with that?
My eyes rolled back into my head, and I can't... You got it.
No. Silence. No, you consent.
Interiority.
You consented to that. No, Nick. How to write a screenplay?
Interiority,
in
this 100 motherfucker.
Days?
Kenny Powers had interiority.
He literally did. Like there was.
It's
like,
a good show. It's not as good
it's
as
a better.
It was one of the best shows
show.
Of all time.
Okay, so we agree. And Kenny Powers had interiority.
Okay, fine.
We agree.
Okay.
And
great.
Could you, by definition of what you think that word might mean? Could you? Agree?
I'm not even pretending to think about it for one
okay,
second.
Okay, never mind then. can't parasympathize.
Before I put my dick into, before your asshole has my dick interiority. How about that?
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Lewis and Jake are going at it on Twitter now over the Oscars thing.
Oh, great.
Yeah, what Oscars thing? The slap?
The slap.
Yeah.
Why?
Because Chris Rock is a Nazi and Will Smith is Antifa. He Antifa'd.
Dude,
Chris
that's
Rock.
The other thing. People trying to take any lessons from this.
Chris
other
Rock
than,
fucked around.
Well,
and
Jake's,
then he
Jake's now turned. Jake was like, "I was attacked at the stand or whatever." Oh, it's like, no, Lewis God. Yelled at you, and then you cried and you left. That was it. That's all that happened.
It's not, also like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Even the slap, it was one slap.
It was one slap.
Who gives a fuck? It's right. funny.
It was one slap.
No one's ever. You've never been around anybody getting slapped.
It's funny to see someone get slapped.
Someone get slapped is one of the funniest things of all time.
It's funnier.
Let alone it's Will Smith doing it right before getting
Chris
an Oscar
Rock.
To Chris Rock. And Chris Rock has to finish what
in
he's doing.
In front of the world. In front of the world.
There's no, yeah, Chris
he's
Rock.
He's in the middle of a set. He's trying to do a set. And then he gets slapped in the face by fucking, by a hitch.
Somebody said that I guess he went in on Jada like
five years ago. Yeah, 6 years ago.
But I don't remember at all.
Yeah. I mean, whatever. Can you imagine the hell that guy lives in? She's like...
You
she's
know why
getting
this,
young cock all the time.
Here's this is why.
He's like,
who else would she fuck?
Their son's friend.
She fucked Lil Bow Wow. And,
no.
Yeah, dude. All
Lil
of,
Bow Wow?
All of J Don Pink Eyed. What are the son's name?
J Don
Smith.
Yeah, all of Jaden's friends.
J Don's friends. So Lil Bow Wow.
Lil Bow Wow, Lil Romeo.
Lil Romeo.
My cousin Skeeter.
The
puppet.
The cast of Tokyo Drift.
Yeah. Goo. Goo from Nickelodeon. Mm-hmm.
Gak.
No, not Gak. Goo. The character
Gak.
From.
Gak and Goo.
Who's Gak?
The Korean.
Or who's Goo?
The Korean rapping
no,
brothers.
No, it's not. They're not
Goo
Korean.
And Gak.
They're not Korean.
That's a rap duo. It's
that's
a
not
rap
who they
duo.
Are. It's somebody else.
Goo and Gak. You no, raps.
You're misremembering.
She fucked them all. And Will Smith has to sit there and watch it because he doesn't want to say that he's gay. You know?
Right.
Okay? So he's living in this prison. And then Chris Rock's going to come at him or at his bald-ass wife.
Yeah. Talk your shit, Adam.
He's going to come at
fuck
him.
Fuck you, Will. You hear that? Adam said, fuck you and your cue ball-ass wife.
No,
Will.
No, I'm saying, Will, that was his night. He got dressed up.
Well, you heard about Howard
It was his night.
Howard
he
Stern,
did Ali.
Howard,
he didn't get the trophy
Howard
for
Stern
that.
Said the only reason he did it is because Chris Rock. If it had been Jason Momoa or some sexy guy like The Rock.
Some sexy.
If it was a really sexy, hot guy.
Yeah.
Will Smith would have never had the sexual courage to go up there and abusing as such.
That's a been, really good point.
Yeah, if it'd been some slathered up hunk.
Uh-huh, some oiled
wearing,
up.
Yeah, wearing like
Pacific
a high,
Islander.
A high viz like vest.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
then just skin.
But you could still
just,
see his nipples
just
a little
painted
bit.
Painted on jeans, giant nipples.
Huge nips.
Giant rubber.
Poking out the side of the
shiny
vest.
Shiny Tony the Tiger nipples.
Yep.
And it was, if it was Tony the Tiger up there.
Oh, forget
with
it.
With a clearly visible dick print.
Yeah.
The blue tip.
Blue head.
Blue tip poking out. Out of
yep,
his
classic.
Out of his capris,
mm-hmm.
you know. I'd like to see Will Smith go up there and then Tony pick him up and carry him off into the sunset.
I'd love to see that.
I don't
too.
Think
that's
he,
what
don't
Howard
he,
Stern said.
I don't
really?
Think he had the backbone to do it.
Yeah,
I don't think he would have the nerve. Yeah.
And that's why Howard still to this day has his finger on the pulse.
Howard mm-hmm. sperm.
Howard sperm.
A lot of people don't even think about that. A lot of people haven't even considered that in their minds.
That's true. If a giant sperm, if you roasted it and cut it,
yes.
and it was delicious,
yes,
would you have it a lot as a meal?
What do you mean, like a mic? Like if you could blow up the microscope?
Yeah, the microscope, because you see, it's like it kind of has like a head and a tail.
I mean, that's essentially what caviar.
You're like it's
is,
like a
right?
seafood kind of
caviar is yeah. like a big.
Well, those are the eggs.
I know, but
sperms.
It's a gamete.
What do you mean?
It's a gam. They're both gametes.
Are those
half? Half of a thing.
Do those have nut in them?
I don't know.
Half
I
just, a zygote? Is that what a gamete means?
I let my brain choose a word,
mm-hmm.
and it went into, it went, it dug it, we just popped the trunk.
So you're
quick.
Saying an unfertilized egg is the same as a, it's the other half of a sperm.
Right. Is that what a gamete is? I don't
That's
know.
That's what I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Off of context clues.
I don't remember. Yeah. I don't remember life science.
Anyway.
Phagocytes, I remember gametes.
Mm-hmm.
I remember xylem and phloem.
Yeah. Xylem and
mitochondria.
Phloem.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, everyone knows about it. Mitochondria, the powerhouse of the cell.
Yeah.
And apparently, this is something I don't get. mitochondrial DNA is something only you get from your mom.
Uh-huh.
So it's like passed down from every woman in your line.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is that about?
I don't know.
How does that even fucking work?
I don't know. That is above my pay grade, buddy.
I'm fucking confused.
I'm just thinking about interiority.
Is that the same DNA as like my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-ass motherfucking grandma?
Every bitch in your family.
Every bitch in the family tree.
Inside you.
That's fucking crazy, dude. But kind of cool.
Kind of cool.
But I would love to understand more of what it means. We got the cell walls. If it's
phytochondria is the dog DNA that's in your body from when your mom fucked dogs prior to giving birth to you.
Fido? F-I-D-O?
Yeah, phytochondria.
Fido.
Are you sure you're not thinking of pH, which I think is for plants?
Plants have
plants have a thicker cell
chlorophyll
wall, chlorophyll and chloroform.
And they have cell walls. That's why they can't move.
Not us, though.
Not us, dude.
Our cells are porous.
That's why we're fucking moving.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't get how does a Venus flytrap, how is that a plant, still move, though?
They can move a little within reason. I think they're thinking on a molecular level they can move around and shit.
Yeah, I guess.
And
so.
Grow and shit. The fuck are you looking at, bitch? Don't even fucking think about biting my finger, cat.
Cat's biting.
Don't even fucking think about it.
I saw her sizing my ass up.
She's got a damn sucker. Attitude problem.
I'm sorry to talk like that. She just caught, you know, you caught me off guard, cat.
Uh-huh. Dude, I can't, I'm just, I gotta say, guys, I felt so happy watching that fucking slap yesterday. It really, I felt nothing recently. It really made me feel something.
Right.
It really.
You had a really, really valid point online I saw, Adam. That it was kind of scary. And
it was a lot of people felt that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You saw that it was scary?
Yeah. A lot of people were afraid. A lot of people couldn't sleep last night.
Yep.
And it felt a lot like when the terrorists took the Capitol.
It was truly, you said that, and I was like, wow, that's what I've been feeling. So,
the nice
someone
thing about
put
that,
it better than
the nice
I could
thing about
have.
That is because is that the conservatives are like snowflake cuck, and liberals are saying, how dare you compare that to the Nazis?
Dude, I got to say, you have a gift for figuring it right out.
The sweet spot.
See, you figured out,
is
naturally, you're one of the least likable people on earth.
It's true.
And you figured out a way to use it to your advantage by pissing off both sides of any issue.
You gotta piss off
and
both
that's
sides.
Why you're a genius,
that's
Adam.
Why Dole, that's why Dole is my hero.
She's
because
great.
She made woke people mad at her,
see,
and
used,
she made
I
racists mad at her.
And then I fell off.
No, you
and
were.
And it's because I stopped doing stand-up comedy.
No. Right.
And now I've lost. Now my only access.
Well, Adam doesn't do stand-up comedy either.
Barely.
He does more than I do.
And he still can
I've become,
do it.
I've become the lazy one.
No, you're
remember
going
back,
up every
remember
night,
back
bro.
In the day when I was considered the workhorse?
Mm-hmm. You were a comic.
I don't know
comic.
That anybody was ever a workhorse.
I remember when people used to call me this.
Yeah, they used to say, whoa, Mullen.
That guy's a comics comic.
That guy is a workhorse.
That guy who just got his ringworm treated after 2 years of letting it kind of run.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That man can't
stop
himself.
That's Nick playing on an injury.
That's
a heroic.
He never had time
to
get reconstructive surgery.
I might cancel my spots tonight.
Smart.
So I can
so you can get ringworm.
So I can stay home and maybe read a bit. Maybe read. I need the juice. I need the gas up.
Yeah, that's true.
Damn. Maybe we should have Chipotle.
Is when this airs.
Dude, I love Chipotle.
When this airs.
It's a great company.
It might literally be at the end of a week of like just running out of material 15 minutes into on every show. Thinking like I'll get through the first one and then I'll be good. And then it just every day I wake up, I'm like, all right, I got to write a set list out this time. And then I'm like, we were here in line at Franklin Barbecue.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Is that going to be your spot to revisit in Austin?
No, actually, I've never been to Franklin Barbecue.
Where is
that? It's pretty good.
It's I have no idea where it is. It's just always
it's right in the mix.
My
there.
Understanding is that it's always busy, so I've never even bothered going.
Yeah, that's annoying.
My spot used to be
out of
Ray's
town.
On Montopolis.
Ray's on Montopolis?
Yeah, they're gone.
Montopolis? That sounds like a Greek word.
Yeah,
Danny's,
like.
Danny's Barbecue on fucking MLK, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good one. Sam's on East 12th. Hold on now. We could just...
Let's think about this.
We could just do the next 12
minutes. Where's that owl? Is there an owl?
There's an owl.
Yeah, there's an owl outside.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah, it's daytime, well,
I
too.
I keep him out there.
That's your own owl?
Yeah, I have a pet owl. I talked about this on the show a while ago.
Well, you talked about wanting them.
You wanted to go to an owl sanctuary.
Well, I got a couple of hatchlings, and I put them out there.
Uh-huh. You raised them as your own.
Yeah.
So they see you as their parent.
Right, I go out there.
You're imprinted on them.
I'm covered in Tootsie Pops, and they come over. And they
lick you.
Well, they bite it three times.
Yeah.
They bite the Tootsie Pop three times.
It used to bother me. That
they lick it twice and then bite it twice.
How do you get to the center?
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Owl. Hey, Mr. Owl, can I show you my penis?
Yes, you can. Just because he's an owl doesn't mean he can't molest you. Talk to your parents. If you've been molested.
If you've been molested by someone with a beak.
Yeah.
And that's the way to warn people about. You know who.
Yeah, I know.
I don't have to say it.
Oh,
the owls.
Oh, I think we all know exactly.
If a gay guy with a high-pitched voice and a sharp nose tries to give you candy,
oh man!
Hank from Breaking Bad says, "I really wish Joe Rogan was the comic who told the joke about Will's wife last night."
Oh, because Joe Rogan wouldn't have taken that.
He would have knocked him out. Hell yeah!
He's a trained fighter.
I think.
Or is he anti-Rogan?
Oh wait, I read it as him being anti-Rogan.
Oh, he wished that Joe Rogan would get slapped.
You could read it either way. I think.
Yeah, oh, like, I thought
that's what's nice about art.
I'll be talking about Coda winning Best Picture, or waiting on updates from the ICU.
Yeah, so it sounds like pro.
Yeah, that
he's
Rogan
a pro-rogue guy. Yeah.
Pro-rogue.
Pro-rogue, baby.
Yeah.
What's Hank up to these days?
I do feel that way about myself. If I was ever living my dreams doing stand-up comedy at the Academy Awards.
Right, which was on your vision board.
And one of these fucking actors try to take that away from me.
I would fuck them up.
I don't know what I would do.
I would fuck them up.
I would fucking kill
all the top tier pussy in that room.
Oh my God.
You let a man slap you?
Should I watch G.I. Jane? That's my takeaway from the whole
thing. Yep.
Should I watch G.I. Jane?
She's really hot in that movie.
She's
jacked.
She's just jacked and has her big titties.
Her titties are out, bro. Them nippleunos.
I remember there was a lot of see-through shirt action in that movie.
I don't think it was purely see-through, but I do think you could see their nipples.
Can't wait for
hard nipples
for G.I. Jane 2.
You know what? This is going to do good numbers for G.I. Jane.
That's one of the worst jokes of all time.
It's barely a joke.
I can't wait for G.I. Jane. Oh, this is so funny, dude. Yeah. I didn't even know that this is. So she's supposed to be this like hardcore army bitch, but she's like fucking doing like gay car wash outfits.
Pretty much. Well, I don't remember. I haven't seen it since I was 11, but I definitely did.
I don't think I've ever seen this movie. I definitely saw Striptease, though.
I remember it was just like the fucking go-to for bald woman jokes, but yeah, like 30 years ago.
Yeah.
That and any woman with fucking braids.
It's a G.I. Jane
called Bo Derek.
I'm just going to go ahead and search G.I. Jane tits. Yeah, when she's doing
she's in the
ups,
shower. Oh, yeah, I remember those
and
push-ups.
Her tits are awesome.
She does those one-handed push-ups, and you see her titties.
Mm-hmm. I remember, so not only did I beat
off
this
on.
In the past.
I found something different that's way more up my alley.
Oh, now we're talking. A big blonde bitch with huge tits and a fucking eye patch and a gun.
Yeah, a chubby blonde bitch, eye patch. Weapons.
Oh yeah,
I saw her. I saw her recently in real life.
Who, Demi Moore?
Yeah.
Where?
I saw her at a restaurant.
You're a fucking liar.
Yeah. She was there with a famous chef who I think she's dating.
Well, really, that's cool.
Yeah, but
damn, she's so.
I fucked her first.
I'm looking at her. I'm looking at her in Striptease.
Chef Fucker, is that his name?
No.
God damn, she's sexy.
You've seen her.
And she's still hot, too.
She is still hot. She's a lot shorter than I thought she would be. But I guess all actors are small.
Yeah, that's true.
But she looked good.
I like a tiny type bitch.
Yeah, she looked good.
Yeah, of course she did, dude. She's sexy as hell.
Oh, a lot of, you know, a lot of ladies that used to look sexy don't look sexy anymore.
I guess that's fair.
You know?
Is Woody Harrelson. Why does he come up when you search her name? Because of Indecent Proposal?
I guess.
Woody Harrelson. What a name to have. Can you imagine that?
Speaking of CIA from 40 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Didn't he think his dad was like a fucking asset or some shit?
I think my dad
was just a bad dad.
My dad was
His dad was a killer, I think. But
dad was one of the homosexuals that was rented out by Roy Cohn and
really
on the White House tours in the 80s. A lot of people don't know that, but my dad was he was actually a CIA homo.
Yeah. Wow.
They call him Patient Zero.
Yeah, my daddy actually invented having HIV. in the 1960s, he was sent over to try and fuck the Shah of Iran to give him HIV out of his ass.
Really? Wow.
Well, they put him in jail. The plan backfired when he was over there and.
No shit.
I'm just trying to dial in the Woody.
They could tell he was gay. When you're
trying to figure out an impression, so you put the words on autopilot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. And it'll show what your mind is really capable of.
Right.
And what it is capable of is the Shah of Iran getting AIDS.
Yeah.
And being put in jail, an Iranian jail.
Yeah.
A favorite motif of yours is Iranians calling the police on gay people, on gay men specifically.
It is funny.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Well, it's not that Iranians calling the police on gay people. It's Iranians being closeted and then calling their police on their wives for finding out.
Is that okay?
That's always a joke.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, look at this. I didn't know this was Demi Moore.
Demi Moore.
It says Demi Moore.
It doesn't look like Demi Moore.
I don't know. It's just some other lady.
It's some other lady.
It says Demi Moore nude.
It's a video of Adam sucking his dad's dick.
No, it's not.
Hey.
Oh, it is.
Woody Harrelson.
Hold on. Can I see it again?
No, come on, man.
Oh, wow. That is a video of you sucking your dad's
dick. I'm Woody Harrelson.
There's no such video.
I'm Woody Harrelson.
There's no video.
This is Adam sucks his dad's dick.
Okay.
Yeah, whoa, Woody, mature. You're rebooting Jackass?
I'm Jackass Harrelson.
Now that Johnny Knoxville retired, Woody Harrelson is going to swoop in and take the franchise.
I'm fucking gay. I'm Woody Gay Harrelson, and I'm a Jackass.
Did you guys see the new one?
You know, I actually haven't yet.
I saw it.
I really want to.
This girl from my elementary school is in it.
Dibs. Is she hot?
She's like a cast member now.
You've said that so many times.
It's crazy.
You brought it up every show the last
I haven't said months. It on the podcast before.
I've never heard
Nor
this little tidbit.
Nor should I have said it, probably. But it doesn't matter, actually. She's a comedian in L.A. Yeah.
Oh. I thought she was a random person.
Legitimately made me sad. I sat there in the theater and I was just like sad.
No.
That's so gay, out. Nick.
Why?
It's okay.
Damn. Bummed out. You were afraid of the Oscars.
I was afraid.
You were scared of the Oscars.
I was joking.
It scared me.
I'm always joking. I'm the one doing the.
No, you're like, I'm watching Jackass and thinking about the passage of time.
Which is kind of, you know.
I mean, it is kind of sad. It was 20 years ago.
Now who's not joking? No. Now you're doing it for real.
But it doesn't make me sad.
I can't even get the.
It's guys hurting their penises.
I think it's cute. I haven't seen it yet, so I'll wait till.
Yeah, there's another fat guy. There's a Stav in it, but he's got tattoos. And I gotta say, if it was you, you would have been a lot funnier than that guy.
Hey, man, we don't need to disparage other men of size.
No,
that's not how this community works.
I'm not trying to tear him down to build you up. I'm just saying I was watching it.
That's one thing I don't like about it. That this fat guy or the fat guy or whatever.
Yeah.
What's wrong with getting a fat guy in the mix?
Because his whole thing was always like trying to be on Jackass.
Right. That's the thing.
Which gives way too much confidence to the try to be on a thing you like guys.
Yes,
that's true.
And that is not something.
It's like when they started Fuck a Fan Challenge. He kind of won a Fuck a Fan Challenge.
That the fat guy being in the new Jackass movie is the actual danger that people are worried about when they talk about people going on stage and slapping Chris
it's
Rock.
It's true.
No, we might get awesome fake Jackass.
No.
Jackass copy clones.
No, the new guys are all too aware of the fact that they're in Jackass.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, actually...
We gotta table this discussion. I don't want to hear anything.
There's one new guy that's pretty good.
I don't want to hear any more.
Yeah, you don't wanna
over.
You don't want to ruin the plot to Jackass.
Okay. It's not just plot. It's also vibes. It's the feeling going into it. This actually is where I would rather have heard one of the pranks than hear this commentary. Luckily, I don't respect Adam's opinion.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter.
I would have liked to have known the interiority of Poopies.
Shut the fuck up.
Poopies.
Stop saying interiority before I fuck your ass.
Yeah. It's my new word, bro.
Now, we got a couple minutes left. Let's figure out if we're getting Chipotle or not.
Ooh. I had a sandwich.
Get a big guac we could share?
Dude, I haven't been to Chipotle.
I had Chipotle a couple weeks ago. It was
9 years.
It's a great company.
I had some recently, and it was much better than it was.
It already had pizza.
Better than I thought it would
I think they went through a dive when everyone was shitting themselves.
I saw it before I went to Batman, and I was like, this is a great dinner.
Yeah.
This was a great dinner.
Because we got a big night ahead of us. We got to fucking... Yeah.
We got to do another show.
We got to do another episode. We got to do a show.
Yeah. Now, normally,
I had a sandwich before I came here, but I'll have like a little
bit. I'd say we got to at least get to an hour, but not
I love
this.
We have to start...